This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Ethical eating and meat in paleo diets, weighing the pros and cons. Explore the ethical considerations of eating meat within paleo diets, including sentiocentrism, clean meat, and the balance between nutrition and animal welfare. Thinking about the ethics of eating meat on a paleo diet. Hey, so I wanted to chat with you today about something that's been on my mind a lot lately, the ethical considerations of eating meat, especially within the context of paleo diets. You know how popular paleo has become with its emphasis on ancestral eating habits, right? Loads of people celebrate it as this natural, healthy way of eating, primarily based on meat, fish, vegetables, and nuts. But it's not all just about health. There's a big and often overlooked side of the story, the ethics of it all. So paleo diets pretty much revolve around the idea that we should eat the way our prehistoric ancestors did, which means a lot of animal protein. That means meat is a huge part of the picture. But when we stop and ask, okay, is eating meat the right thing to do ethically? Things get complicated fast. First, let's talk about what ethical eating even means here. Ethics in food often deals with the treatment of animals, the environmental impact, and how our choices affect the world around us. One key concept that pops up in this discussion is something called sentiocentrism. This is the idea that all sentient beings, those who can feel pain or have subjective experiences, deserve moral consideration. In other words, it's not just humans who matter. If animals feel pain, then their welfare should be part of our ethical calculations when choosing what to eat. Now, the obvious argument paleo followers tend to use is the naturalistic argument. Since humans evolved as hunters and gatherers, eating meat is what we're built for. And on the surface, that makes sense. We're omnivores, after all. But does something being natural automatically mean it's ethical? That's where the problem arises. The pros of eating meat in paleo. Rich source of key nutrients like B12, iron, and complete proteins. Supports traditional views of human diet and ancestral lifestyles. Many people find it satiating and feel healthier with it. The cons of eating meat when thinking ethically. Animal suffering and welfare concerns, factory farming in particular. Environmental impacts, like greenhouse gas emissions and resource usage. The question of whether we can or should find alternatives that don't rely on animal slaughter. What complicates things even more is that within the paleo community, there is a growing interest in clean meat or lab-grown meat, which offers a potential middle ground. Clean meat is produced by culturing animal cells in a lab, meaning we can theoretically enjoy meat without involving animal suffering or the environmental downsides of traditional farming practices. This technology isn't mainstream yet, but it's promising from an ethical perspective. But then, some folks who stick to paleo principles question whether plants alone can provide the necessary nutrients and energy, especially if they're active. This is where the arguments for and against eating meat really come into play. It's not just about health or taste, but how much weight we give to animal rights versus human nutrition needs. On the flip side, many people champion plant-based diets because they align more closely with reducing harm and improving sustainability. They argue it's possible to get all the nutrients we need from plants, plus it avoids the ethical mess of animal suffering. Of course, plant-based diets and paleo aren't always considered compatible, since paleo excludes grains and legumes that are mainstays in vegan and vegetarian diets. So if you're following paleo but are also concerned about ethical eating, what can you do? Here are a few things to think about. Consider sourcing meat from farms with high animal welfare standards or local hunters who practice sustainable hunting. Explore the growing options for clean meat as it becomes more accessible. Experiment with a more flexible paleo approach that includes more plant diversity to reduce your reliance on animal products. Educate yourself on the environmental and animal welfare impacts of your food choices. Ultimately, the question of eat meat or don't isn't black and white. It's a personal balancing act weighing health, ethics, environmental concerns, and cultural values. If you want to get into the nitty-gritty of these arguments for and against eating meat and how sentiocentrism shapes the debate, there's a fantastic book called Eat Meat or Don't that lays it all out. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and how to navigate these complicated issues by checking out the book. It's a great resource whether you're curious, skeptical, or fully committed to one way of eating. Open conversations like these can help us make more informed and thoughtful decisions about what we put on our plates. So next time you're prepping your paleo-style meal, give a little thought to the bigger picture. The ethics of meat and paleo diets isn't just a sidebar. It's central to how we approach food in the 21st century.